Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hello, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live just outside the Westchester County Center for Bicycle Sundays on this warm, steamy, sunny day here on Sunday. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy at Eon Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can always like us on Facebook. To all your friends and family, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, everyone, I'm Jim Cleefield. What a beautiful day for this event. And for those of you who are not familiar with Bicycle Sundays, this has been going on a very long time. 43rd year, if you can believe it, this has been going. And as I'm looking around on the Bronx River Parkway, what they do on select Sundays, several Sundays during the warm winter weather months and between now and September, they close the Bronx River Parkway for a 13-mile stretch in both directions between exits 22, where we are located outside the Westchester County Center, and all the way down to exit 4, that's at Scarsdale Road. And they do this on several Sundays every year, and it's just really, really been popular for a very long time. And who better to talk to us about that than our first guest today? He is Charlie Goldberger. Now, he's an attorney at law with McCullough, Goldberger, and Stout LLP in White Plains. But more importantly, he is counsel to the Westchester Cycle Club, a sponsor of this wonderful event. Charlie, good to have you with us, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Very good to be here.
Now, let's talk about Bicycle Sundays. Now, as somebody who at one time lived in Westchester, I mean, I've known about this event, but never had the chance to really experience something like this. For those who don't know about Bicycle Sundays, what is it really all about?
Well, as you mentioned, we've had this event for 43 years here in Westchester County. For just under 14 miles, a round trip on the parkway from the county center down to Yonkers. It gets more and more people attracted, I think, every year. My son, who's now 45, learned how to cycle on a Bicycle Sunday on the parkway here. It's every Sunday, weather permitting, May, June, and September. So it's usually about 12 to 14 Sundays.
What makes this so unique, Charlie? I mean, I can't think of any other location that would use a parkway like this of this length for Bicycle Sundays. I mean, it's very unique, not only to Westchester, but anywhere I know.
It is unique, and I remember when then County Executive Al Del Bello decided that this would be a good thing to do. There was tremendous opposition, mainly from people with cars, saying this would disrupt the parkways, it would be a mess. Well, it hasn't been. People have learned to stay off the parkway for 4 hours on a Sunday, and it's worked out well, and I think it's the only one I know of. I biked all over the country, and I've never seen a parkway close like this.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like that, and again, I've known this for quite some time, but I can't remember any other parkway, at least in our area, that would have something like this. But not just bicyclists are allowed here, but also, I mean, if you're a walker, you're a jogger, maybe you have a stroller. I mean, they're allowed here too, I understand.
Absolutely, absolutely. It used to be only bikers, but it's been opened up to, as you say, joggers, walkers, and everybody can enjoy it. It's wonderful.
So tell us, what can people really get out of this? I mean, it's a wonderful time, a chance to meet some people on a beautiful day like this. And again, the turnouts have been really excellent year after year. What do you usually average as far as the people coming out?
I can't answer that. I can tell you it's in the thousands. We can tell that by just eyeballing it, but I don't know if the county makes a count or not, but our cycle club has never made a count, so I can't give you an exact figure.
Now, we're at the start and finish of this trail here, so what they would do is they would start here at the county center. We're at exit 22, as we pointed out. You go all the way to exit 4 and then turn around and come all the way back, so again, that counts to for the 13 miles of the ride.
Yes, but many people start on the southern end and make the round trip, and people come on various entrants at various places. There's no rule that says you have to start it.
It's not really a race, we should mention that.
It's absolutely not a race. It's strictly for enjoyment. I think the most interesting and important portion of this event is a lot of people bring their kids on with training wheels, and you'll see the same kid 2 weeks later when he doesn't need the training wheels anymore. It's a place kids learn how to cycle.
So since this event started 43 years ago, it's gone from a cycling event, if you will, to really becoming an event for the entire family.
Absolutely, absolutely. Everybody can enjoy it, and they do enjoy it.
And how long is this going on today as we speak?
From 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock every Sunday during the 3 months I mentioned.
Yeah, so if for some reason you weren't able to make it today, no worries. You've got plenty of chances to do this.
We have a couple more Sundays in June, and then we have the whole month of September.
All right, lots to look forward to. Well, looks like you have a wonderful day for it. I mean, it's pretty hot out there, but a great day for cycling. And Charlie, thanks for joining us. Continued success. Anything else you wanted to add?
Just one plug. The Westchester Cycle Club is a large Westchester-based cycle club with about 1,400 members. And we're online, so if anybody's interested in joining, please take look at our website and feel free to join.
Right, so contact the website if you're interested in joining up. I'm sure you can take as many as you like.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Charlie, thanks again. Okay. That's Charlie Goldberger. Again, he's the counsel with the Westchester Cycle Club, and again, he's an attorney at law here in White Plains as well. I'm Jim Cleafield. If you just tuned in, we're broadcasting live from Bicycle Sundays here. It's going on for several Sundays between now and September during this warm weather month season. And we're going to step aside for just a moment, but we have many more guests lined up. We'll be back with more right after this word of interest, so stay right with us.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live outside the Westchester County Center. We're here for Bicycle Sundays on this warm, steamy, sunny day on Sunday. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can like us on Facebook, tell all your friends and family about us, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining us now, my latest guest is somebody I think you're familiar with. He's a friend of ours from Inspiria Media who is joining us for this wonderful event. He is Ronnie Ram, and good to see you again today, my friend.
Jim, it's my pleasure.
Now, are you taking part in the event today, and what do you like most about Bicycle Sundays? This has been going on again for 43 years, just a wonderful tradition.
Jim, this is one of my favorite things to do in Westchester County, with or without the family, and I say that with all the love in the world.
So how many years have you been doing individually?
I started coming here, I think, in 2007. We moved to Westchester from Queens, and I try not to miss a Sunday, although it happens every once in a while.
What do you think is the most appealing part of this event here? I mean, we have a 13-mile trail here between where we are at Exit 22 as we speak, all the way down to Exit 4 and vice versa, and it looks like people are really having a good time.
My favorite is that it's safe riding for everyone in the family. So if you like to go fast, you stay in the fast lane, which we call left. Pass on the left always to keep it safe. And if you want to come here with your family, it's a really, really fun and safe environment to get your kid out on the bike.
Well, it certainly is a departure. I mean, I know Westchester has a lot of county parks, a lot of space for some trails, but it's just so unique to use a road like this on a Sunday to bring your family, not just for biking, but whether you jog, whether you walk, or whether you have a stroller, everybody's welcome.
Absolutely. It's almost like our little taste of the Autobahn, but for bicycles, runners, and joggers.
Yeah. So, again, the turnouts have been excellent. I think our last guest, Charlie, had mentioned, I guess, thousands come out to this event every year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it gets really, really packed, depending on, even on a hot day like today, that's going to hit some well into the 90s. As you're looking on the highway, you see plenty and plenty of people. Probably people came out a little earlier today, but otherwise, I mean, this is, I think, one of the best places to go to on a Sunday morning with the family.
And again, it's just so unique, not just to Westchester, but really anywhere. I can't think of any other event quite like this where you can use a local parkway for that.
I know, it's too bad they don't offer it in July and August. So make that a hint to everybody. Maybe we can keep it going the whole summer long.
Well, it is between now and September, but yeah, as you said, there's a period where they don't use it. But still, several chances. I mean, today is one particular day. This started actually back in May. It's already been ongoing.
Yep, this is, I think, my fourth day coming here. And like I said, I look forward to every Sunday, and if I can make it, I come out here first thing.
And of course, you definitely would bring your family. I mean, you know, today, as hot as it is, I can see there's been some kids around as well. But just a wonderful day to bike or jog or hike, whatever you want to do.
Absolutely.
Ronnie, thanks so much for joining us, and enjoy the rest of the day, okay? It's hot out there. Stay cool.
Thank you. I'm getting right back on the bike.
Get back on that bike, indeed. All right, thank you. Ronnie Ram joining us, our guest here. We're broadcasting live from Bicycle Sundays here outside the Westchester County Center. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. This is Westchester Talk Radio, in case you just tuned in. We're going to step aside for just a moment. We're going to have many more guests lined up, and we'll be back with more of the show right after this word of interest, so stay right with us. We'll be right back.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live outside the Westchester County Center on a steamy, hot Sunday here. Why? Well, because we're here for Bicycle Sundays. It's going on for much of the summer, for select Sundays between now and September. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my latest guest, another good friend of ours. We met her back on Mutts of the Mountain not too long ago. She is the Deputy Executive Director of the Westchester Parks Foundation, one of the sponsors of today's Bicycle Sundays event. And Christine, good to see you.
Yes, thanks so much. I'm happy to be here today. This is one of our favorite events of the year.
It certainly is. And 43 years, I understand, that this has been going on an awfully long time, and it's drawn thousands of people. Your impressions of this, and what do you like most about it?
I love that it's an iconic program here in Westchester County. People that live here really love the program, and it's so unique to Westchester County. We know people that, you know, almost 40 years ago learned to ride their bike on the parkway, and now they're teaching their own kids to ride their bike on the parkway, and so it's just really beloved here in the county.
Yeah, we've been saying earlier in the show, it started for cyclists, but it's really grown into much more than that, Christine. I mean, now, like I said, if you want to walk, if you want to jog, if you have a stroller, it's open to the whole family. So it really has grown exponentially.
Absolutely. I almost feel like it's a movement. You know, people really recognize the value of getting out of your car, getting out onto the parkway, experiencing all that the parkway and the park that runs alongside it have to offer. And it's really become just much more than getting on your bike. You know, the whole family can enjoy it.
Yeah, it just beats, I mean, let's say going on a sidewalk somewhere. I mean, there are many park trails you can use, but it just makes this so unique. I mean, here we're at exit 22, down to exit 4, vice versa. It's not a race. It's just a really wonderful way to spend a day with friends and doing this.
Absolutely. And the funny thing is, people feel like, you know, they're doing a little something naughty by, you know, being out on the parkway when there's no cars. So it's a great empowering feeling of taking back the roadway and getting out there and being fit.
There is no feeling quite like it. It's one thing to drive your car on the Bronx River Parkway where we are, but to bring your bike, I mean, that's just, I've never seen anything like that.
Absolutely. And you know what's funny, too? When you're driving on it, you don't realize how hilly and challenging the route is. And then when people get out there on their bike, it's really a fantastic, unbelievable workout.
It's not just a straight line here from down to exit 4. I mean, there are some hills, and it can be very challenging at times.
Absolutely. And there's plenty of places to stop with your bike. You can stop in Scarsdale. You can stop in Hartsdale. I mean, we run all the way from White Plains down to Scarsdale Road in Yonkers. So there's plenty of opportunities to take your time, enjoy it, get off your bike, walk around, then get back on and finish up.
And speaking of plenty of opportunities, if for some reason you can't make it to today, don't worry, because you have other chances between now and September, right?
Absolutely. So Bicycle Sundays goes through the end of June and then comes back in September. And it's really thanks to our two co-presenting sponsors, Con Edison and New York Presbyterian Hospital, that really make it possible for everybody here.
Now, you represent the Westchester Parks Foundation. As they said, we met you at Mutts of the Mound. You do other events, of course, throughout the year as well.
We do. We're the major sponsor of July 3rd Music Fest, which is coming up, and it's the biggest fireworks show in Westchester County. Westchester Talk Radio will be joining us. We also run Sunset Yoga in the Parks, another 4 dates between now and September at Kensico Dam and Playland. And we do Mutts on the Mountain, which is our yearly event. It happened already this past April, but folks can look for it next spring.
Are these rain or shine events, or they take place no matter what?
Yes, for the most part, they're rain or shine, because we think it's important just to get out and enjoy the benefits of parks, no matter what the weather, unless it's, you know, lightning, and then we're in.
hopefully it'll be good weather for each and every one of those. If anybody wants more information about the foundation, where can they contact you, Christine?
Oh, absolutely. They can go to our website, www.thewpf.org, and find out all about the events that we have going on for the rest of the year.
Well, we thank you for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you for the fireworks event. Can't wait for that. It's coming up pretty soon.
Us too. Thanks so much.
That's Christine Laporta, Deputy Executive Director with Westchester Parks Foundation. Again, one of the sponsors of Bicycle Sundays, where we're broadcasting from, by the way, outside the Westchester County Center. We'll be here for a little while longer. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, if you just tuned in, and we're going to step aside for just a moment. We have plenty more guests lined up, and we'll be back with more of the show right after this word of interest, so stay right with us. We'll be right back.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live outside the Westchester County Center and overlooking the Bronx River Parkway, by the way. We're here for Bicycle Sundays. It's going on for several Sundays during the warm weather months between May and September. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you like, how about liking us on Facebook? Why don't you? Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining us now, my latest guest, she is Sarah Santora. She is with a company called Organic Farmer. I'll explain what the farmer means in just a moment. They're based out of both Rybrook and Scarsdale. She is with public relations, marketing, and division, the whole thing. She's got a woman of many hats, really. And Sarah, thanks for joining us today. Tell us exactly the meaning of farmer in this case. It's spelled differently. It's not farmer as you think, as in farming.
Yes. Hello. Organic Farmer is spelled with a PH, so it's Organic PHARMER. And we call ourselves that because the PH stands for, so it's spelled differently because our menu is based on the principles of functional medicine. So we have a doctor, Dr. Susan Blum, who helps co-create with our two chefs, Lee and Darlene Gross. Together, they come up with the menu to make sure all of our food is nutritious, organic, and has low sugar, and is completely healthy for the community.
Yeah, a lot of people are interested in organic, Sarah, because we've been hearing things in the news about like GMOs, how unhealthy they really are for you, and organic is a good alternative to that?
Absolutely. So we want to make sure that there are no pesticides or chemicals in any of our juices or food. So a lot of times people buy cold pressed juice thinking it's very healthy for them, not realizing if it's not organic, they're drinking all the chemicals along with their vegetables. So all of our products are organic to make sure you're getting the nutritious vitamins and minerals from the vegetables and not the chemicals along with it.
Are there any particular products that you sell that are most popular?
Yes, our Alpha Green juice is amazing for detox and your liver. So that is really popular, along with our smoothies. It's getting so warm out today, and our smoothies are really popular because they're refreshing and they don't have a ton of sugar in them as well. So we make sure all of our recipes have low sugar so our community can really trust what they're ingesting from our store.
Now, also what brings you out today and your impressions of this event, it's 43 years this has been going on. It's hard to believe what it's grown into, not just bicyclists, but we've seen walkers and joggers, some with strollers. Even I saw somebody skating a short time ago. What are your thoughts on that?
It's really amazing. It's our first year sponsoring this event, and we have enjoyed it so much. We've met some really incredible people who are into health and fitness, and it's inspiring seeing all the kids, too, out with their parents and really starting young, you know, being healthy, and that's what we're here for, to help support and help grow a healthy community.
Well, Socrates always said sound mind, sound body. I think that kind of befits a day like this.
Absolutely. Food is medicine, so make sure you're eating what's good for your body.
And so that's where your products really come in. And so if anybody's interested in learning more about your products, your company, where can they find the information?
Sure. You could go to organicfarmer.com, and again, that's with a PH. And you could also find us on Facebook and Instagram, and we have two stores, one in Rybrook and one in Scarsdale.
All right, Sarah, thanks so much for joining us. Stay cool out there and enjoy the rest of the day. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you. You too.
All right, that's Sarah Centaur. Again, she is with Organic Farmer. Again, that's spelled with a PH. Just so you know, they're located in both Rybrook and Scarsdale. I'm Jim Cleefield. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live overlooking the Bronx River Parkway outside the Westchester County Center. We're here for Bicycle Sundays. And don't worry, if you don't miss this, you got several more chances between now and September. We're going to step aside for just a moment. We'll be back with more of the show right after this word of interest. So stay right with us. We'll be back.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live outside the Westchester County Center in White Plains, overlooking the Bronx River Parkway. We're here for Bicycle Sundays, going on several Sundays between now and September. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you like, you can always like us on Facebook. Why don't you? Tell all your friends and family. Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, she has been involved with Bicycle Sundays now for 10 years. She's with the Westchester Cycle Club, one of the sponsors of today's event. She is Paula Edlovich. 10 years you've been doing this, so thanks for joining us.
We love to ride this route. It's fun, it's safe, and this is the best we've seen in years. There's no construction, it's open road, and it's a lot of fun to be here with a group. I'm leading 10 riders from the Westchester Cycle Club here today.
Well, again, you've been doing this for a long time. It's really grown into a big event. I mean, not just cyclists, but as we said, joggers, walkers, strollers, skaters. I mean, so many people can take part in this, not just bicyclists.
We pass everybody. Everyone's friendly. There's places to stop along the side. Whether you're repairing your bike or buying lemonade, it's fun.
Now, again, this is a 13-mile course here. How many miles have you done the whole 13, or have you done most of it in the 10 years you've been doing this?
Usually we do the 13 miles twice, so you get a good workout for the day. And it's the perfect loop. Some people do 13, and some people do less, depending on their ability. It has challenging parts to it, and we enjoy that.
And again, as we've highlighted, I mean, they're doing this very casually. This is not a race. I mean, just come out, ride your bike. If you want to do the 13 miles, you can certainly do that, or some of it. But what do you think people love most about this event? Because it is the most unique event, I think, in Westchester. I don't know any other place that does something like this, let alone using a parkway.
It's beautiful. It's park. It's not out in the streets. There are no cars. You feel safe. It's really fun. And you get shaded areas on a day like today is even better. And the conditions are perfect for riding.
As hot as it is, I mean, but this is fun for the whole family. That's what's really become here.
Oh, lots of children out. And they're learning to ride straight lines, and everyone's wearing a helmet, which is wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, I once lived here in Westchester, and I've known about this event, but never really had a chance to experience something like this. It really is unique, and it's an empowering experience, I think, as one of our guests explained to us earlier in the show.
We all feel good riding on the bike path. In fact, we're always surprised on this bike path, we're faster than usual. Not sure why, but because it's rolling hills, rolling down, rolling up, you get the momentum, you feel good.
It does sound like a lot of fun. I certainly recommend it. Again, if for some reason you can't make it to today's event, it's on until it's at 2 o'clock, right?
It's 10 to 2 for a couple of weeks before the summer and a couple of weeks after the summer. So you have both times to do the route. It's quite nice.
Now, if anybody wants information about the Westchester Cycle Club, they want to join, who can they contact?
WestchesterCycleClub.org is our website, and anyone can look us up and see what we have to offer. We're about 1,400 members who ride during the week. We ride on weekends, all different ages, different speeds, different abilities, and we enjoy riding with others.
We enjoy having you here. Thank you, Paula, so much for joining us, and enjoy the rest of the day, okay?
Thank you.
That's Paula Edlovich. Again, she's with the Westchester Cycle Club, one of the sponsors for today's event. I'm Jim Cleefield. Again, this is Westchester Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live here again overlooking the Bronx River Parkway outside the Westchester County Center for Bicycle Sundays. Lots more ahead. We're going to step aside for just a moment. We'll be back with more right after this.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live overlooking the Bronx River Parkway outside the Westchester County Center. Here in White Plains, we're here for the Bicycle Sundays event. In fact, there's several going on between now and September during the warm weather months. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can like us on Facebook as well, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest on this Bicycle Sunday, she is Rita Santos of Yonkers, and she is a first-time volunteer with this particular event, but she's been with the Westchester Cycle Club since September. Is that right? Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. Yes, I've been with the group since September.
What do you love most about bicycling as we're overlooking the parkway and seeing everybody having such a good time today?
I think Westchester is a great area to go biking, so it's just the best way to be able to see all the different towns and cities within Westchester County. So I think, and the roads are pretty much safe and open, and the drivers are very much aware of the riders that are out there. So I think it's a great thing to do in Westchester.
Now, one of our previous guests said this is the best she's ever seen as far as the conditions for this event. No construction or anything like that.
Oh, no, that's great. That's a really good thing to know then.
She's been at it for 10 years, actually.
Oh, okay, good. Very good.
Absolutely. So your impressions of the event here, I mean, it started, hard to believe it's been around for 43 years. This is how long it's been going on. And it started just as bicyclists, but it's grown into so much more than that. You don't have to be a bicyclist. I mean, if you want to run or jockey can do that too.
Right. Yeah, I've seen a couple of runners on this. That's how I actually started and found the Westchester Cycling Club. I did start off running on it, and then when I couldn't do any more running, I started cycling and realized that there was an actual group that did cycling within Westchester County. And this is in my neighborhood. Bronx River Parkway is right in my neighborhood, so it's perfect, and it's a great thing to do.
Yeah, it is so unique. Again, for those of you just tuned in or may not be familiar with this, it's about a 13-mile course. So we're standing here, I guess you can say the beginning or the end, depending on where you start, exit 22 in White Plains, all the way down to Scarsdale Road, which is exit 4, or vice versa.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I usually pick this up right at where it would be for me. It would be at the beginning, which is down by Tuckahoe.
So you've been cycling for a while. I mean, have you thought about trying it for the full 13 miles? As some people say, they've gone 13 one way, come back the other 13. That's what, 26 miles total, I guess.
That I haven't done. I'm not that motivated yet. I've done the loop back and forth, but I haven't done a full 26 miles on this. But I think that's going to be the next thing that I'm going to do, though.
But having said that, I mean, this is a very challenging course. It's not a straight line all the way to exit 4. There are some hills. There are some challenging locations. But it really is, as we said, it was a really empowering experience. I mean, to ride a bike anywhere on a parkway, I mean, that's so unique.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great thing. And what you were saying about the hills, they're sneaky. If you're used to this parkway, you're used to driving it, and you don't realize that the off-ramps and the on-ramps, there are just a slight incline on these things, and you start to realize it when you start riding a bicycle, like how much of a challenge it is.
It's one thing to drive a car on a regular workday, let's say, or just during the week. But to take your bike on this course, I mean, it's nothing like that I've ever seen, really.
Yeah, and it's what's really cool, too, like some of the places, they will have people on the roads, like, cheering people on. Like, on the overpass at Hartsdale, people will, like, clap and cheer you on as you're riding along and running along as well, too.
And it's been very well attended. We've been here, it's been drawing the thousands of people just come by to this several times a year.
Yes, there's definitely been a lot. At least today, there seems to be a lot of people. Even with the warmer weather, I think people are actually happy to be able to be out on the parkway now to be riding.
And not just getting on that bicycle, but it's a great social event as well, meeting people.
Oh, absolutely. I've bumped in a couple of people that I haven't seen in a while on. It's like, hey, you're here doing this. Like, yeah, this is what I like to do on a Sunday.
If anybody's interested, again, in joining the Westchester Bicycle Club, can they contact you or anybody in particular?
They can actually contact the Westchester Cycle Club.
Okay, and there's a website or email
there
for that,
website,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Again, we're talking with Rito Santos. Rito, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck with the organization, and have fun the rest of the day, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right. Again, we're speaking with Rita Santos of Yonkers. Again, she's with the Westchester Cycle Club, which is one of the sponsors, by the way, of this very wonderful event. And don't worry, if you miss out today, it is on until 2 o'clock. You have several more chances between now and September to come on by. I'm Jim Cleefield. This is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live from Bicycle Sunday. We're going to step aside for just a moment, but we'll be back with more right after this word of interest. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live outside the Westchester County Center in White Plains, overlooking the Bronx River Parkway. We're broadcasting Bicycle Sundays, happening here on this warm, steamy Sunday. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can like us on Facebook as well, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest on this Bicycle Sunday, he's one of the participants. He is Ishmael Montanez of Yonkers, and he's been doing this for many, many years. Ishmael, good to have you with us today.
How you doing today?
Good. What do you love about bicycling, and what do you love most about this event since you've been doing it for so long?
Oh, God, I can't even begin to explain that. just getting out here and getting some exercise on a daily basis. And usually Sundays is the day to do it, of course, when they are closed.
And this is an event that's really grown over the years. In the 43 years it's been held here, I mean, it was originally just bicyclists, and now it's so much more than that. I see walkers, I see joggers. We even saw somebody on a unicycle, if you can believe that, just now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you see cyclists, you see rollerblading, you even see a couple of guys with the skis. I mean, whatever you want to put out there, name it, it'll be out there, definitely. Just to get a little exercise, it's all good.
And more than that, it's so unique. I mean, there's nothing like this that I can think of. I mean, it's one thing to drive your car on the Bronx River Parkway on a daily basis, yes, but to ride a bicycle 13 miles, I mean, it's unlike any experience I can't imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. The best part about it is that they actually close this down, you know, for the community, I guess. And for 4 hours, it's pretty good that you can get out there and get some exercise and just stay alive.
So you say you've tried to do the whole course, the whole 13 each way,
yeah,
going back?
I've done this many times where I'm coming up and I'll go down, and sometimes I've even done it twice. You know, but I would have to give myself a little time. If I start probably like 10-ish, 10:30, I can get back up in around twice before 2 o'clock, absolutely.
Well, again, for those who aren't familiar, again, it is 13 miles each way. Like, for example, we're here at exit 22, which technically is the start, but also can be the finish depending on where you begin it. And all the way down to exit 4, Scarsdale Road, I'm not sure which is the most difficult part of the course. Maybe you can explain that, where it's the most challenging.
I'm going to probably say once you get around exit 6, maybe no, by exit 7 or 6, you got a little hillage going up and then coming back down. Otherwise, it's pretty flat all the way. There's just a couple of slopes, but it's pretty good. It's flat along the way, you know, very flat.
So it's kind of more challenging going in this direction, let's say, towards the city?
Definitely from the start of White Plains going down, it's more challenging than coming back up. On the return, you definitely got a couple maybe little mini slopes, like maybe on the last exit 21, I'm going to say, the last exit before you get off of to get to County Center, definitely that's one little slope that you have. That's like the last slope.
And a lot of the people we talk to, it's not just doing the event itself. I mean, it's a great social event, a chance to meet people, too, in an environment like this.
Well, yeah, I got to see a buddy of mine, a friend of mine that actually works in the same building as mine, because he's part of the Westchester Road Club, or Westchester Bike Club. Very nice guy. I mean, he's a lawyer. So, yeah, I see him every now and then when we do have these events up here.
And again, that Westchester Cycle Club, we should add, by the way, is one of the many sponsors at this event. And again, as we said, if you, for some reason, can't make it today, it's on until 2 o'clock. There are several more chances to do it.
Yes, there is. Let's see. Today's
the 11th.
Today's the 11th, so we have 2 more Sundays. Then after that, it's shut down for the next 2 months, and then the next time is September, for the whole entire September. So I would just recommend get out here and get some exercise, you know, and live your life.
And speaking of that, by the way, congratulations to you. We have a blessed event coming up in a couple of weeks. Tell us about that.
Yes, sir. In 2 weeks, I am getting married on a cruise, and I'm getting married on Grand Cayman Beach.
Very nice. Congratulations to you and your soon-to-be wife.
Absolutely. And thank you for all your time, guys. Okay, I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us on today. Again, that's Ishmael Montadiaz joining us here at Bicycle Sunday. Again, this is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live. Again, we're outside the Westchester County Center at White Plains, overlooking the beautiful Bronx River Parkway on this Bicycle Sunday event. I'm Jim Cleefield. We're going to step aside for just a moment, but we'll be back with our final guest and wrap things up after this word of interest. Stay right with us. We'll be back.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live today outside the Westchester County Center in White Plains, overlooking the Bronx River Parkway from exit 22. We're here for Bicycle Sundays on this hot, steamy Sunday. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can like us on Facebook. Please tell all your friends and family. Westchester Talk Radio, that's the place to go. Joining me now, my latest guest, our final one of the day, and very fittingly, he is the president of the Westchester Cycle Club, one of the sponsors of this wonderful event. He is Bob Herman. Bob, thanks for joining us today.
Great to be here. Thanks for having us.
As we said at the top of the show, 43 years this event has been going on, and it's also been going on for several weeks, starting back in May. Your impressions of what has gone on today and really throughout this entire event?
People are very enthusiastic about cycling ever since this was created by someone who was my law partner a long time ago when he first became county executive. I don't know if anyone's ever told you about how this event was created.
43 years ago, so it's, again, way back in the 70s, right?
Yes, it was way back in the 70s, and Al Del Bello was who at that time was starting as the county executive in his rise up in state politics, was persuaded by some local organizations that it would be a great idea to close the Bronx River Parkway on Sundays and that people would ride, and there was a lot of opposition, but he took a chance, and it's been going strong ever since, and now with a lot of support from the county and private organizations as well.
I definitely want you to speak to the growth of this event because it's gone from simply bicycling, and now we see so much more than that. I mean, walkers, joggers, strollers. We have somebody on a unicycle. We've had skaters. I mean, just about everybody's been out here for this.
Yes, it's become a major recreational event because it runs through the heart of the southern part of the county, and people can get on and off as they wish. And it's kind of low key, and it's become very appealing to people and doing a lot of different kinds of activities.
We can safely say you're a cycling enthusiast. What do you love most about cycling?
You might say I'm a cycling nut.
You are a cycling nut. Okay, well, having said that, I mean, how much you love doing that?
I love doing it a lot. I've been doing it for quite a few years now, and I joined the Westchester Cycle Club about 10 years ago and found out the joys and pleasures of riding with other people and sharing my passion with other people. And so now we've grown to a substantial size, and we are thrilled to be able to support this event along with the Friends of the Parks of Westchester because it gives us an opportunity to proselytize people here who are and tell them about what's nice about riding in a group with other people who share your interests and at all different levels. So we sell some t-shirts, but more importantly, we try to sell the club and the idea of cycling with other people.
And I think it's raising not only the profile of the club, but we're also raising the interest in cycling in general, and not just this event in particular.
Yes. Westchester is a terrific place from which to cycle. There are all kinds of interesting roads, and it's a good jumping off point for this activity. And Westchester people find out is a lot different from what they think. Most of them, until they got on a bicycle, didn't realize how hilly it is in spots. You learn to see the parts of Westchester that you otherwise wouldn't see, the back roads in other people's communities that normally you'd go through on 287 or 684 or someplace, and you never actually see what's inside them.
It's a very salient point. I mean, I think it gives you, if anything, much more of an appreciation, because when you're driving along the Bronx River, you've got to stay focused all the time. You've got to keep those eyes on the road. You don't really get a chance to really enjoy that view.
And those are the roads which we definitely don't ride on, and we're crisscrossing back and forth on the other things, and you know, seeing the town, seeing the local businesses, and you know, seeing the parks and the lakes and all the rest of that.
Now, as we speak, this event does go along until 2:00. But again, for those who may have missed it, there are other opportunities for them, right?
Oh yes, this goes on into October. Not every weekend, and some of the weekends in the really hottest part of the summer, there is no Bike Sunday, but it goes on for quite a number of months.
And again, if anybody's interested in learning more about your organization, the Westchester Cycle Club, they can certainly contact you.
Yes, we have a very informative website, westchestercycleclub.org. It's got lots of information, whether you're going to join the club or not. It has lots of information about cycling, where to cycle, maps for cycling and that sort of thing, and a lot of safety information as well. So come take a look at it, even if you're not planning to join the club. And, of course, we hope you do plan to join the club.
All right, Bob, congratulations. Wonderful job. Everybody's having a great time, and best of luck to you and your organization. Thanks for coming out with us.
Thank you for supporting us and putting this before the public.
All right, that's Bob Herman again. He's the president of the Westchester Cycle Club joining with us. And that'll do it for this series here of Westchester Talk Radio here at Bicycle Sunday. And we just had a wonderful time again. For those of you who aren't familiar with this trail, again, it's 13 miles either way, starting at exit 22 if you're around here at the county center, all the way down to exit 4 Scarsdale Road, or if you prefer, it can be the reverse as well. It can be a very challenging course, but really fun to drive and gives you really an appreciation, I think, for nature and all that's around here in Westchester. There's nothing quite like it. As I said, somebody who once lived in Westchester, I wish I could have had an opportunity to take part in this wonderful event. I highly recommend it. I'm Jim Cleefield. Again, this has been Westchester Talk Radio. We've been broadcasting live today outside the Westchester County Center for Bicycle Sunday. And again, that's going to be going on later on in the summer and into, as Bob said, into October. I'm Jim Cleefield. And again, just to remind you, we have been produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Vaselips Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk or like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. I want to thank several people for helping us today. First of all, my good buddy, Matty the K-Mac Cahan, the great engineer, Andrew Castellano, our boss who puts together these wonderful events, and also to members of the Westchester Park Foundation. Thank you so much for helping us as well, and the Westchester Cycle Club. We couldn't have done it without you. And always, to you, the listener, because without you, it wouldn't be radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Have a wonderful rest of your Sunday. Make it a great rest of the day and a good week. We'll see you next time.
Shark, Shark Creative, get sold.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others, too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.